I'm Samantha Mollen.
And I'm Kati Kreischer.
And this is Don't Worry About It.
Do we need to introduce ourselves?
No.
Are we keeping the title of our podcast?
Who fucking knows?
Okay. Don't worry about it. I worry about everything. No, I do. But you do too.
Hi, Kati.
Hi.
I missed you.
No, I'm so torn up.
There's really a lot to discuss.
There's so much to discuss.
I feel very, like, fuzzy this last, like, week or two. Like, summer's just, like, scrambling my head around.
It's like summer?
Yeah, I just feel
I know,
like,
I took the day off today. I can't. It's too much.
Like, all this, like, just, like, the little schedule, like, the scheduling of each kid is, like, there's no rhythm to it. It's like, and then I'm, like, looking at the phone and texting somebody back. But then, oh, wait, I was right in the middle of something else. I'm like scrambled eggs.
Oh, me? I have no plans for either kid. So they're, like, little screen zombies. And I'm like, get off your iPad. At least play Super Mario or do something productive.
Well, they're still, like, young enough. I know Dom did 1 week of Ninja Camp and barely wanted to do that. And now I have nothing from the rest of the summer, which I think is kind of fine. But at the same time, like, he's already loopy.
Ted's like crawling out of his skin.
Oh, they but you're going like, to do this. You're going to do the camp at the
camp
new school
next week.
OK.
And it goes 5 weeks.
Oh, can I come?
Yeah.
Can Dom come?
Yeah. I feel huge today.
Do you? Why?
Yeah. I don't know. I just do. What? It's like a endless cycle of eating like shit and then waking up and like repenting.
I know.
I hate it. It's worse than drinking.
I know you. Well, it's a different feeling. It's a
different feeling.
It's a different feeling. Like, you're, like, not, like, yeah. You're not as down and out as if you were, like drank way too much, but you do feel
just,
like. I'd
almost rather drink way too much.
Really?
Than eat way, yeah.
Yeah, and then you feel like, you're like, dear father, I have sinned.
Yeah.
Please help me.
Like, I was going to bed last night going, ugh, I hate how I ate today. I just hate it.
What is it? Is it that you're eating too much or too late,
like,
or what
no.
you're eating?
No. It's a constant, steady stream of eating like shit.
All day?
Yep.
See, I feel like I go off the deep end, like, and I try to, like, I feel like after, like...
You're good in the morning.
I'm so good until, like, maybe, like, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., and then I could go either way. So it just depends on, like...
If I could get to 5 p.m. of being good,
mm-hmm.
I'd be golden.
Really?
I need direction.
See, after like, 5, I'm like the wheels come off, and I'm just, like, I just want to, like, do what I want to do and eat what I want to eat and, like, you know, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know, but if I redirect, I feel like I can sort of, like... not get into that, like, hole. But the problem is I'll be, like, I'll eat something light at, like, 5 or 6 or whatever, 5 maybe, early. And then I'll go start working on something or doing something else in the house. And then one kid is like, I'm so hungry. Can you make me a sandwich? And I'm like, okay.
So I'll then eat the crust.
Yeah, I'll eat the crust. Or, like, I'll eat the chips on the side. Or, like, and then I'm like, okay, I'm out of the kitchen. And then another kid's like, I'm really hungry now too. Can you heat me up this, or can you make me whatever? And so then I end up, like, back in the kitchen. So whether or not I'm eating their food,
yeah.
I end up then grabbing other things mindlessly.
Mindlessly.
And you know my latest thing? Well, I've actually always loved peanut butter. Love peanut butter. Like, I love peanut butter and apples. I like peanut butter, like, plain.
I love peanut butter.
Ugh, peanut butter is so good. And I like the natural kind, uh-huh. like, and not because it's natural. I just don't like the sugary, like, palm.
It's waxy.
Right?
Yeah,
it's you waxy. Like the natural kind?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, so my dad loves the Jif, like,
of course,
the waxy kind.
Like, old men love, like, Cremora and, like, Jif.
What's Cremora?
It's like that fucking creamer you can leave out for days
oh
and not refrigerate.
He loves half and half.
Well, yeah, it's like, who's drinking that? Like, my parents do Cremora.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Comes in the bottle with the red top that pops up.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, you could,
like,
leave it out of the fridge and it just would be
you
like
you could
fine.
Probably leave it in the sun and still,
like,
use it.
Goes through, like,
and
yeah.
then I was, like, using it because my mom was in town last week and we still have it. And I was like, ugh, I'll use it because it beats doing a cup of, like,
was it bomb?
Non-dairy. It's fine.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I wonder what this is made of. Like, why does it not have to, why can you keep it in a pantry?
Is it sugary? Or just
not
creamy.
At all. It tastes like creamer, but it's like an eighth of the calories.
So kind of like the ones that you could get at a diner that are, like, in those cups that don't have to be refrigerated?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
But the first thing is, like, corn syrup.
Hmm?
Uh-huh.
So Luca wanted to make this candy that he saw on YouTube. It's called Dragon's Beard. And it's like sugar, corn syrup, and like vinegar or something, right? And then you just like have to like knead it into this like these thin.
Yeah.
Like strings. It's weird. And he's like, can I make it? And I'm like, no. Ask Daddy when he comes home. So yesterday he's like, Duran, or Daddy, can we make it?
Duran, can we make it?
Duran. I actually, yeah. Anyway, I can't stand one thought. I'm like ADD today. And Duran's like, what's in? And he's like, corn syrup. He's like, nope. We don't have corn syrup. I was like, corn syrup is the devil. Like, who has corn syrup in their house anymore?
Oh, Leanne had it once.
Why?
Years ago.
Making popcorn balls? Like, what are you making?
I don't know, but
that's
it was
the only
a
thing
jug
I ever
and
used
it said high fructose corn syrup. And I was like,
yeah.
I thought that was like a combination of evil foods that just
was it next
happened.
To the MSG?
Yeah. Were we talking about MSG?
We were. Yeah. And I told you, I got sent an article that MSG is actually not bad for you.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I'm sending it to you.
It gives me panic attacks.
Okay, but back to the peanut butter. So I love peanut butter. I always have. But what's funny is that like I'll go through phases where I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm not like craving it, like not thinking about it. Like for like, I feel like all of last year, I didn't really eat that much peanut butter. And then all of a sudden, the last few months, it's like the ultimate food. It's like the one thing I'm like craving all the time.
I love it.
But it's so high in like fat and calories, though.
Look at the book I just got.
But I'm obsessed with it.
This was last night, me feeling awful about myself. And I'm like, what haven't I tried?
What is this?
It's the Mediterranean solution.
Stop.
I started reading reviews on Amazon. Oh, I don't need to learn how to work out. But yeah, your 28-day commitment. Have you ever eaten Mediterranean? Well, what I guess what's the Mediterranean diet? Have you ever done it?
I feel like that was very like 1998, maybe like 1999.
No, that was Atkins. The 90s was Atkins.
No, then there was the Mediterranean diet, which I actually like the principles of it, but I don't know. It's
I guess
it's
the
like
principles.
Fish. Right? Like feta cheese. Like, it's like all kind of like.
Okay, well, hope
what?
That's not the diet. Fish and feta. It's disgusting.
No, but it's like, it's all like kind of like Greek, like ish type things.
Yeah. I'm
what
like,
is,
really?
Well,
Grits?
Salads, vegetables. Yeah. What is.
Mediterranean.
Why this book?
I don't know. I found it on Amazon. An easy to follow 28-day meal plan specifically designed to jumpstart your weight loss. Because I Googled like weight loss after I started researching the submarine. I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Oh my God. My Google searches right now are like the weirdest.
Oh, so wait. So
let's talk about it.
The submarine. What the fuck?
We are super. Super jarred by this whole submersible going missing. I mean, I don't think anyone in the world is not freaked out by
it. Are you
about
to give me cash?
No, I wrote some notes about a few things.
About the sub? You know, my first thought, because again, I was in this like rabbit hole by myself.
But so it's not a submarine.
No, a submarine could never go that deep.
That's why I was like, why not take a submarine? Why are they jerry-rigging?
Can't go. Do you know the furthest down a scuba diver's gone is 1,200 feet, and this is 12,000.
Yeah.
So I was like, who really? I don't know anyone. I'd rather go to space. I don't want to do either, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to space. I don't want to go underground. I'm good.
Yeah. No.
Like, I don't
there's
even
so
really want
wrong.
To travel to
there,
Europe much.
There's
like,
so much
I'm
wrong
good.
With it.
But I'm like.
In what world?
I'm like, who, like, why see the Titanic? First of all, you can barely fucking see it. It's so dark.
Yeah.
Secondly, Google it.
Yeah.
Not to be insensitive, because, you know, like.
But I wouldn't even want to be in that submersible for 10 minutes.
I would have, like, thank God, if you're in that, you don't have panic issues.
Why? Oh, if in the first place.
I could barely
if you're in that
breathe
in the, first
in the Disney submarine.
Well, and you're paying $250K.
$250, God.
To plunge to your death?
I mean, can you imagine?
So there's so many questions I have about the whole thing. So you know Josh Gates, that guy who does Expedition Unknown?
No.
So okay, you don't know that show? It's on Discovery. It's actually really cool. He like will go like digging up like crazy like old like civilizations and find like tombs and maps and like I mean it's kind of interesting. He's like an explorer adventure kind of guy.
You watch weird shit.
I love Discovery. Anyway, did you know Discovery bought HBO, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I was so confused by that.
That's why Max is called Max now.
Yeah, but it's so confusing to me to think that Discovery is like that big of a Titan.
They're not.
Not to go back to the Titan submersible. Sorry.
All roads lead back. No, I think there was something about the merger. I don't know. But there's something about the merger when they merged, like Warner Brothers. Is Discovery part of Warner Brothers?
I have no idea.
No. Warner Brothers is HBO, all of that. And then Discovery, when they all merged, it was like the bigger company couldn't take over, take ownership or take over. Because it would have been like a conglomerate.
Monopoly.
Yeah. So then Discovery was the smaller one. So they got
Looks
ownership.
Like they're like, it's
And
us.
Now it's like they've, I don't know, but I'm like, why would you drop the HBO name?
Such a
When
good,
they
such a
created
so
one
cachet.
Streamer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, why would you? That's like taking Disney Plus and just calling it Plus. Like, there's so much.
It's confusing. I don't really know why.
No, there's so
You'll
much history
to find
to
out.
That.
You'll okay, have to figure it. You will, because you're in the biz. So anyways, this guy, Josh Gates, who has this show, it's been on for, I don't know, 10 years probably. In 2021, he was set to go on one of the expeditions to the Titanic on this thing. And he had, I think he had been, they did like a test dive. So I'm imagining they're not going that low or that deep. And he said there were just too many like issues. There were like battery issues. There were like a lot of like different things that he was concerned about. So he, because they were going to do an episode about it. So he called it off. And from, I feel like he's pretty like adventurous. I don't know like that he puts himself like intentionally in danger, but I mean, he takes risks, this guy. He's like
That's
an explorer
like,
type
you,
guy.
But you like sign away, it literally, the contract they sign is like, this has not been signed off or approved by any agency in the world.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you are signing off.
You're basically, yeah, plunging to your death. So my thing is, I just picture it just like sinking like an anvil. Like, but I guess it's supposed to be able to like propel itself back to the surface.
No fucking clue.
I know. I don't know.
I just can't imagine there's a market for people that really want to see the
So
Titanic.
I was surprised. They said they had done a dozen excursions.
The Simpsons
since 2021, they had done about a dozen excursions. So a total of like 48 people, or give or take, had been on in that Ocean Gate. Is that what it's called?
Ocean Gate.
No, it's called the Titan. Ocean Gate's the company.
Okay.
But this was only the third to the Titanic.
Oh, where were the others going?
I'm not sure. But at first, because it's like all the information
The Simpsons
been coming
producer
from
went
so
down
many different,
to the Titanic.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But all the information, at first it was like, at first I had read, and it must have just been a typo, it said since 2012 they've done a dozen expeditions. And I was like, that's not a good batting average.
No,
one a year?
One a year.
Yeah. So, but it's terrifying. I mean, it's horrible that, I mean, I don't know. But again, what type of person is willing to take that risk to go down there?
To see the Titanic. And why can't they bring the Titanic above ground?
I think it's too heavy and too deep.
Really?
I know. You would think they would maybe take pieces of it or something.
It's in two pieces right now.
Yeah.
Like, they can't find something just to, like, lower a chain down there, like two huge chains, and just bring it to the surface so we don't
2 miles
to...
long?
I mean, yeah, they could do that. If they could find a way to get 5 humans down there,
yeah.
I think a chain would be a bit easier.
Well, that was my thing. I was like, so what if they do find it? How the hell are they going to get them out of there? It's not like they can pop
no
a
one
top
else can
and
go
like
down.
Scuba dive out, you know? Yeah.
I wonder how long it lasted.
I think it imploded.
Ugh.
I don't think they were...
At least that's fast.
The banging, though, is so interesting.
They think it was the debris hitting stuff. I don't know. Could you really hear someone knocking? Like, I would not rock the boat.
They said it was
that.
Every half hour, the knocking.
Yeah, why would you wait every half hour?
Because it's like a Navy practice. And that one
like
diver was... That French Navy guy was... he was, like, well-versed in, like, subs and stuff.
So maybe they were alive up until today.
But you were like, hey, Sam, I made a submersible. Like, you want to come down with me?
Fuck no. I wouldn't even go to space.
I wouldn't even snorkel with you in that thing.
No, I didn't even snorkel on my honeymoon. I was like, I'm
good. One of the guys that was in the submersible actually, I think, went to space on Bezos's test.
Okay.
Thing.
You know what?
Yeah.
Then you're a thrill seeker.
Yeah. But the 19-year-old kid, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, he was 19.
The one guy's son, the Pakistani businessman's son. 19.
Oh my God. So who was the kid that was getting all the shit on social media? Because his stepdad and his stepdad was in there? His billionaire stepfather?
Oh.
Maybe that was him.
No, that must have been the Hamish guy, maybe the other guy who had gone to space. And Josh Gates, the one from Discovery, was saying he knew that guy because he was in like the some sort of elite explorers club. So he's like the type of guy that's probably like, I've done everything. You know, money's no object, and like wants to like do as much as he can, crazy things as he can do in his life, you know?
There's nothing I want to do. Literally. I thought about it today driving here. I was like, Mount Everest? Pass.
There's a lot of things that I wouldn't be interested in doing, but there are also a lot of things that I can totally wrap my head around somebody wanting to do. Like I could justify so many things, like so many angles. This particular
venture
endeavor is so insane. And then they said that the CEO Stockton was his name, had emailed a friend. I'm not sure if that friend had gone on one of the expeditions the day before they went, saying the weather was so bad.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's really crazy. I mean,
wait, when they were about to go down, the weather was bad?
I think the day before he had emailed, but they were already on that Polar Prince.
Oh, I remember reading something about
this. And he had said to his friend, like, the weather is, like, really, 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 really bad.
Where do they take off
just
from?
Don't know how.
Oh,
that,
where is the Titanic?
Just not sure that would affect why the submersible going under, you know?
Because weather affects the motion of the seas.
But not when you're that deep.
That's the issue with it.
No.
Yeah, they were getting like, someone was saying, someone on that had done a previous mission, I don't know, maybe it was the Simpsons guy, I don't know.
Okay.
Said that they would get like tides or something underneath that would really rock the whole thing.
Really? Oh, like an undertow or something?
That would freak me out. And are there windows?
So that's what I was saying. I don't think there's a screen in the back. I'm like, why a screen? So you're going to go in this submersible to watch shit like on a screen?
Yeah. Then just send it down without humans and watch the screen above.
Exactly. It looks like there's a screen in the back, and then there's like a tiny little like window in front. Like tiny, by the way. You're just like peering out. They have another one that I was seeing called the Cyclops, which has like a bigger bubble like to see through. But I think he was saying that was like a plexiglass. I mean, none of it seems.
Why do I feel like plexiglass isn't the best material for that much pressure?
Is this podcast going to be about how little we know? it's saying that the weather doesn't really like affect subs when they're deep enough.
You think this company's done after this?
I mean,
they don't have a vessel anymore.
Right? Well, they have the Cyclops.
I would have voted to go on that one.
I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, even though he said the weather was bad, I can't imagine it affecting them that deep. But who the hell knows? I mean,
I feel awful for the people that were on it. Same. But I'm also like, you paid and signed away your life to do a thrill. Like,
but in like a weird, like little,
it's not like you were on like a
commercial.
There
are literally five
flight.
People in like a cannon that are like sinking to the floor of the ocean.
Ugh.
I know. I'm kind of sick about it. Wah, wah. We've really uplifted. This is an uplifting.
Can we do something together?
Such as what?
Such as what? I don't know. I'm a sucker for a good before and after. Ooh, meatball soup. That looks good. Let's do something.
What do you mean? Like a transformation?
Yeah, like a physical transformation. Yeah, maybe if I self-tanned and like did my nails and felt good about myself, I'd eat better.
Such as me
like,
right now?
Yeah, I'm like, where are you going? You're like, no, I just want to look good. Like, no one does that. For whom?
No, but I just feel like it. Like,
for Daddy Silverman?
the daddy long legs. No, I feel like it just sort of boosts my mood. Like, I don't think I would do the self-tanning as much, like, if it was winter or something. It's just because, like, now it's, like, getting warmer and, like, I'm dying to, like, have sun because we haven't had that much this year. So I don't know. I'm just, like,
okay,
feel...
that's fair.
I also just feel like, I don't know. Like,
we should buy passes. We should self-tan.
Like, glowy, right?
Let's self-tan every week before this podcast or after.
Okay.
We'll go together because it's always more fun to go together.
Oh, over here?
Yeah.
I love it. It's so ghetto.
Let's do it.
Sunset tan. It's so ghetto.
I don't think you can say that anymore.
Ghetto?
No.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
Why? Mm. Okay, fine. It's so... What would you say?
You know what Ted's saying right now? Sorry, it just made me think about this. It's so fire.
Stop it.
He's tried chicken the other day. He's like, Mommy, this is so fire. I'm like, who?
What would you say, though, about a place that's not, like, necessarily, like, it's well-maintained?
It's not well-maintained.
Oh, okay. So you were going to tell me about, so I recently made Luca use the grass spray paint. I sent Katie a video. And it, by the way, people, great activity for your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, he got so into it, took so much pride in it, and then spray painted his little foot a little bit and got Hulk foot. Hashtag Hulk foot.
Oh, that's what you were showing me?
Yes. I was like, occupational hazard.
Oh, my God. I thought you were showing me how big his feet were.
No. And did you see? They were a little bit green.
No, I didn't see that.
From the spray paint.
Does it blend? Does the color blend for you in your grass?
I mean, it's not dewy, as we said before. But I do kind of think it's a great activity for a kid that he felt very accomplished.
I'm going to make Ted do it.
Yeah. What were you going to tell me about? You had discovered something new.
Oh, my God.
So
I tried to spray paint a plant.
Uh-huh.
And it spray painted the pot that it was in. It was in a white pot.
Yeah.
And it's spray painted. Like, you can't get the paint off.
Oh.
I thought it was, like, food coloring. Like, you know, wipe off. And I was like, oh, I'll get it tomorrow. I'll get it the next day. So I let it go for like a week.
And what'd
the pot is spray painted.
What'd you try
now.
To get it off with? Just water?
Well, I made Ted get it off.
With what?
A magic eraser.
Oh, so it came off.
It came, and not totally.
But not easily.
Magic erasers. God only knows what's in those.
I love those things.
Do you know what they do though?
What? They're abrasive.
They take off a layer.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's why you have to be careful if you do it on anything like a surface that's like shiny or something. Like you can't use it on like anything like lacquered because it removes. Like it's like a tiny like sandpaper almost.
Really is.
It grabs.
So I moved.
But I do love them.
So like, you know how Mike didn't want to buy couches? Oh my gosh. So we talked about it the other night. So
I have so much to ask you actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to buy new couches. I'm obsessed with a before and after in the house.
And a body before and after.
And body. I'm more successful at the before and after in home. But
did he agree to the couches?
Well, he was like, don't get new couches. You're going to buy cheap shit that we're going to have to throw away. And I was like, well, actually, Duran wanted to make me a couch. He's like, well, that's a better idea than you buying your living spaces crap.
You weren't going to buy living spaces.
No, but I never had the couch conversation with him because I wanted to do it secretly while he was in Greece.
Oh, okay.
So anyway.
I love a secret.
You know in our dining room how I had those bookshelves? It was like a wall of crap.
Yeah.
It was a ton of shit on that wall.
Okay.
I cleared that entire wall off this morning and it was beat to hell.
Mm.
And Mike came in.
From the books?
From the bookshelves.
Everything.
The books.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mike came in and was like, what are you doing? Ugh, you're just bored. Why do you always do this? And I'm like, it makes me happy. Leave me alone. Like,
yeah.
Brings me happiness. And oddly enough, he was like, okay. I was like, it makes me happy. Let me do my thing.
Yeah.
So I put a bookshelf in each of the kids' rooms and I'm waiting for new furniture. But I switched out rugs too.
Yeah.
And I'm loving the family room now.
Wait, are you not going to do couches?
I think I might, but I think I might only do one couch.
Okay.
What were you going to ask me?
So what happened with the house? I never asked you if you looked at the house.
Oh, my God. So I looked at
the
house.
So wait, just to recap, Cottie was sent a listing by the
realtor.
I was going to say travel agent. Oh, my gosh. I'm a mess.
The realtor. And I've been looking for like 2 years.
Yes.
Not like.
And it happened to be like right down the street from your current house. Yeah.
Like went to go get in my car and put in the address to go see it. And it was like 0.2 miles.
And then we drove past it. It looked so cute. And you were going to see it. And I never
saw it.
So do tell.
Mike and I went to go see it. Oh, I went to go see it first. Oh, I went to see it with Mike. Yes.
Okay.
So Mike and I saw it together.
Uh-huh.
We were the first ones to see it a day before they showed it to anyone.
Okay.
And it was just, you know, when they post these photos on listings, the fisheye lens really fucks with it.
It makes it look massive.
Makes it look huge. Yeah. And then you get in and you're so disappointed.
I looked well done, but when we drove by it after looking at the photos, I was like, I love all the choices they made, but I was like, huh, it looks a little small. Like, I can't imagine the living room being that much bigger than your current living room, like any of that. So what was the review?
I mean, both of us were like, it's gorgeous. Mike's like, that is totally my style house. I was like, same. And we were walking back. He's like, listen, if you love it, we can buy it.
Yeah.
He's like, I kind of feel like it's a lateral move.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, we're not gaining any space.
Yeah.
We're not gaining a third room, even though it's four bedrooms. He's like, we're not, you know, and his office there would be right next to the family room and the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he does like 12 to 14 Zooms a day.
Yeah.
It's just, he's like, if you love it, it's gorgeous. If you love it, I'm totally in with you, but this is up to you. And I was like, no.
So were all the rooms small, or was it just like, was the
one
back
kid's room was huge.
Okay.
The other kid's room was fine.
Okay.
Like a standard kid's room.
Yeah.
The master, the primary was fine.
Okay.
Laundry upstairs. It was great. Everything was great. But then there was this one small room downstairs, that gray one with the desk,
mm-hmm.
that was just like, you could not have fit a bed in it.
Like a pinner.
It had like, a pinner. Like, it had glass doors where I'm like, no one's sleeping in here.
Hello.
Like, so it just.
All right. Yeah, I figured as much since I hadn't heard you.
It was nice.
Make a
you know what?
About
if
it.
Mike had fought me on it, I'd probably want it more. But the fact that he just surrendered, he's like, listen. He's like, if you want this house, this clearly isn't going to be our last house.
Yeah.
He's like, if we buy this house, I get to pick the next. I was like, that's fair.
So are you continuing, like, the hunt? Like,
yes.
Like actually, though, I feel like you haven't really been crazy looking, like hardcore. Or you feel like you have.
No. Our agent sends us stuff. But she knows that we're not in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
So she only, like, pushes us if she thinks it's something great.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, the Cheetos. I forgot they were there.
Want a crunch one? Crunch time, baby. Oh, my gosh. I had to go to two bar mitzvahs last week. I cannot.
You got wasted.
Huh?
You got wasted.
No. I just, like, it's, I don't find them fun. But, like, they're
no
not,
shit.
They're not supposed to be fun for, I mean, they're supposed to be fun for the kids. So, like, I'm down with that. But I'm just dreading. I'm just dreading Luca, who's 11.
God,
he'll be 12 in October. I already have a date for 2024 for his bar mitzvah.
What is it?
October 26th. And I'm just like, dreading, like, planning this, like, wedding size party.
Oh, it's so fun.
Oh, my God.
It's so fun.
I don't want to do it. I'm sure I'll enjoy it when it, like, when push comes to shove and it's actually,
you're
gonna,
like, love it.
Approaching.
It's going to be awesome.
But just, like, going to these parties and seeing, like, how big of a production they are and, like, how much money and just, like, I'm just, like, for what, though? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I guess because I'm not, like, I don't feel, like, unified, like, by them. Like, I don't feel like everybody's, like, coming together. I don't know. I just want to feel something, like.
Yeah.
I want to, like, feel something about it. And I, like, I don't, I'm just like, what? Like, why? I don't know. Maybe I should just do it for the kids then.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know. Just throw, like, just have kids at his bar mitzvah. Like, throw a big kid party.
Isn't that what a bar, but I'm confused. Isn't
yes,
that
but
is?
Like, but then.
But they're doing it more so for adults, too.
Well, yes, because then, of course, you end up inviting your friends and then the kids' parents and all of these things. And so it's like, yes, good in theory, but then you're trying to make everybody happy and it's sort of impossible because it's a kid party.
It's a kid party and it should stay that way. This is for him. It's not for the adults. And I think that's the misconception with a lot of these is that it becomes like a debutante. You know what I mean? It's like a coming out. And
like
you're
a wedding.
Yeah. And you're trying to, like, keep up with the Joneses with these parties. And really what it should be is just a celebration for Luca and his friends.
And then you hear, like you know, a lot of the adults complaining, like, oh, I didn't, you know, there's nowhere to sit, or I didn't get the food, like, I didn't get the food I wanted, or, like, whatever. There's always, like, a gripe about it. And I'm just like, it's just, it's stressful thinking about trying to make everybody happy. And also, like,
where are you going to do it?
I have no idea. I mean, in town somewhere, but, like, and Luca, you know, he's like a party guy. Like, he's going to want a big party.
You should do it. Would you do it downtown?
So I would, except the synagogue is Temple Israel, yeah. And it's like West.
Isn't that in the morning or in the afternoon? Do you go straight
there? We're
going
to do ours in the afternoon, actually. You know why? Because Daron and I had this debate, because a lot of people do the service in the morning, and then you have all day in between, and then to the party, which, like, in theory kind of sounds like a good plan, right?
Yeah.
But then think about it. Then you're like committed for your entire day. Then you go home and like twiddle your thumbs and wait for the party. Like, we're doing our ceremony, service, whatever, in the afternoon at like 4 o'clock. So then
how long is it?
An hour and a half, or give or take, whatever. And then you go straight to the party, right? So you could have the party there. They have like a place, but I don't want to do the party there. But then I'm thinking, from Hollywood to downtown, that's going to be annoying trying to get every. I mean, it's possible, but like, I'd rather kind of try and find a place that's, I don't know, not maybe like in Hollywood. No.
You should do it at this venue downtown. That's amazing.
What is it?
I don't know. It's, you know what? I could look it up. I'll find out. It's a huge, huge open space, and it's like party. And it's really pretty.
Is it the Three Ring Circus thing or whatever, that place?
No.
My only thing with these huge spaces is then you try and fill them, and it's like, it's
easy.
Okay. Anyway, I'm obviously going to have to bite the bullet and like really do it. But I just went to 2 last week and I was like miserable. I'm such a curmudgeon. I like just am not having fun.
Well, it's like weddings. Like, I don't really enjoy people's weddings either.
Really?
No.
See, I haven't been to a wedding in so long. And anytime I hear about someone going to a wedding, like in the last like couple years, I'm always like, that sounds
I'm
so
not
fun
the type
to
of
go
person
to a wedding.
That dances at a wedding. So then it's so fucking annoying to me that I just
we danced
sit.
At your wedding.
I danced my dick off at my wedding. And I danced at your wedding. I was toasted at your wedding. I was like, dressed as a raccoon on the dance floor.
Was my wedding fun?
Your wedding. I was like partying my ass off.
I had
at your
a great
wedding.
Time.
Yeah,
I
our weddings
go,
were great, but it's,
I know,
it's like
I did
other people's
time.
Kids. I don't want to hold your kid. I just
yeah.
like mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, what's most annoying to me is when you go to weddings, and I just went to one, and everyone is like, come on, are you okay? Is everything okay? Why aren't you dancing? I'm like, because I don't want to dance
to
celebrate.
Are you a cold-hearted evil
like,
bitch?
I don't want, like, my life is full.
Yeah.
Being on the dance floor, bouncing around with strangers doesn't fulfill me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to dance with you.
So the second bar mitzvah of last week that I went to, I was like kind of just like in a bad mood. I was like looking at Ubers, like, and Daron's like, are you looking at Ubers? I was like, yes, I am. Like, it's like, and it's like, why are you mad at me? Like, I don't need to be here. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, I mean, and then meanwhile, Luca.
Are you
like,
looking at Uber?
So I call Luca Lop, life of party, because he literally like, did I show you the dancing video of him?
Yes.
I mean, he can sing, he can dance. And he won, like came home with $200 of Amex gift cards. I was just like, whoa, dude, like he goes hard. And I'm like, how do you like, I don't even know. He's a different breed. So I was like, fine, I want to go. Ezra and I want to go. Ezra, my 80-year-old son, who's actually only 9. And then there were, like, you know, those, like, the fluffer party people that are, like, dancers or, like, you know, like, whatever. There was, like, they were all, like, they all had, like, a whole, like, vibe. And they were playing rap music. And all of a sudden, like, a good song came on.
People hire fluffers for the dance floor?
Yeah. Like, dancers or, like, you know, like rapper type guys.
Are you
who like
kidding?
I swear. And so then a good song came on and I was like, kind of went from like being like just like ready to go. Then I was like, I'm gonna go dance. And I was like, you know, just like started like, it was like a small party too. I just started dancing, and then all of a sudden I look around, there's like no one else dancing. And I was like kind of dancing with the kids, and they're like, it's a mosh pit. I was like, goodbye. I was like dancing on the outskirts of the mosh pit, thinking that I was just like,
are you looking at Ubers?
Yeah. I was dancing on the outskirts of the mosh pit, and then I was like, oh, it's a mosh pit. I should probably like exit the dance floor immediately. I felt like such a dork. Ugh, it was really, I don't know, a 2-in-1 week just like really
it's
did
good.
Me in.
Luca's will
did
be
me
fun
in.
Though.
Yeah, of course.
But hey, did you plan Dom's party
I'm
going to
go into like hibernation for like months before and then come out and be like, I'm ready.
You're going to be so self-tanned
did,
for that
Did
party.
I what?
Did you plan Dom's yet? Have you reached out to any of those vendors I sent you?
Did I? Oh, God. I'm like, Dom's bar mitzvah. He's only 5. I reached out to, okay, so Dom is turning 6 in 2 weeks, a week and a half. I don't even know, a week. But we're doing his party like next month. And I reached out to the ice cream people.
Do you have them on hold?
Yes.
Good.
But I don't know what I'm asking for. I wanted to go over it with you. Like, how many flavors? And then also they do a churros cart, which I thought would be kind of amazing. Or is that like...
You just... No, don't overkill it.
Okay, okay.
You just want... There's vanilla ice cream, like big vanilla ice cream popsicles. They take out of the freezer.
Yeah.
They dip it in hot fudge. Uh-huh. And then there's six different toppings.
Well, what was
and
funny,
then
they
roll
like,
it in the toppings.
They were like, here's the starting price. And then it's an additional whatever per hour if you want someone to like man the cart. I'm like, well...
Gross. Yes, you do.
Like, I mean... As opposed to what? Having a self-serve?
No, I think that's for like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm confused. I need it. Anyway. No, I got to get into it today. I was like actually
that
having like.
That was the biggest hit and I was like poo-pooing it.
Yeah.
I was poo-pooing it going, this is expensive. We don't need it.
Oh. Oh, you,
when
you
I
were
showed up,
in the planning?
I was like, oh my God.
You didn't find it, but you were involved in like the cost and everything. Yeah, I was having nightmares last night about like not being on the ball and not planning, like not having his whole party planned. But I'm also like stressing because we're still doing all that outside construction and like it doesn't need to be totally finished. But I just right now it's like there's no way I could have a party. It's like a danger zone.
It won't be in a month.
I'm hoping not.
You need to plant the seed now, though. Be like, listen.
I know.
I'm going to have 1,000 Muppets here in 30 days.
Yeah.
I need a safe space.
Jim Henson's
entire place to walk.
Entire cast. I know. So, ugh.
So you're not going to do the Mediterranean diet weight loss challenge with me?
Should we feed everyone at the party the Mediterranean diet?
Should. Oh, God. I mean, well, I'm back to eating.
Okay. So, yeah. So, anyways, the bar mitzvah, I got to get on it. That I have, like, time. The Dom's six-year-old party, I do not have time, and I need to, like... Really, like, light a fire.
Oh, the face painter was fire.
I saw. It was amazing. Did you do yours?
No. It was like, there's like a pink eye outbreak at school. I was like, I'm good.
You know you're going to get your face painted at Dom's party, right? With
Hell
me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to be matching cheetahs.
That lion run was good.
So good. I showed Dom. He was loving it.
Mm-hmm. But if you can get two, get two. Because this woman is like... doing Oscar makeup. I'm like, speed it up.
Oh my gosh. Do you remember Dom's last party? That face painter?
Oh my God.
And there was like the craziest line and then people were cutting and my mom was like so disgruntled. Remember
oh my
mom?
I was hanging out with your mom.
Took it all personally.
Your mom's like, it's not fair. Yeah. All these kids are cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Peg. I was like, Peg, get him. Because she was standing with me and then they started cutting Lola. And she's like, uh-uh. Don't think so. Back of the line.
She gets gangster. Is that appropriate? Can I say that? Gangster?
I think so, yeah.
Is that a piece politically correct thing to say? Yeah, she gets aggressive. Let's just put it that way. What else? What else is happening? Like, I need to, like...
I just want to go self-tan and shower now.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Like me? You want to get on my vibe?
Baked Cheetos are good.
I told you, these baked Cheetos taste like regular Cheetos.
Holy cow.
What?
You know how many pieces you can have?
How many?
Guess. For 140 calories, guess how 30. Many Cheetos you could have.
30 pieces.
34.
Dang,
5 grams of fat. You could eat this for your meal.
The whole bag?
No, that'd be 1,000 calories.
Ooh, bye-bye.
I've done that before.
That's intense. That's intense. That's intense. Intense. Intense.
Intense. Intense. Okay, well...
Yes. So, okay. So, yeah. Bar mitzvah, I got to just, like, get into it. I got to lean in.
You do. We've got to have Mike and Jeron on.
Oh, yeah. We need to have... We're planning to have our husbands on in the near future. Who should we have first?
I don't know.
Does Mike know that he's coming on?
No, not yet.
Oh. Jeron does.
What did Jeron say?
I mean, he just had to agree. He doesn't know
where's Jeron gonna sit
on your lap, on your side. Yeah, over on your side.
I'll trim his nails.
I'd like to look him in the eye. So on your side of the room,
My little D monster. Are you looking at Ubers?
Yeah. Are you looking at Ubers? Like I swear, I can do no right with him lately. I feel like he's like just like I don't know, hates me.
He's getting ready to move on.
He's getting ready to jump ship and
yep.
Swim over to your submersible.
Ocean Gate.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I feel like the universe is like, I don't know, messing with me right now.
No. You're good.
Am I okay?
I got to do something for myself. I'm going to do this, And then I'll check in with you next Friday and let you know.
You're going to do the Mediterranean diet for a week and see what it does
How
for
gross.
You?
Gross.
What? Where did you get that?
Amazon. Do you think?
Let me see it.
Cotty's, is that water?
Let me see. Cotty's book is like watered. Let me see it. Yeah, it looks like water.
Vomit.
Vomit?
Ew.
Somebody did it and then was like, I'm over it. Oh, no. It's supposed to be like that.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's too perfect.
All right, how much weight do you think I could lose in
1 week?
Yeah, 1 week. If you are a pound.
Honestly, all of this looks delicious.
Above or below, I'll give you $100.
How much? I don't know how good you're going to stick to it.
I don't know how fat you are.
No. I don't know.
I'm going to stick to it.
You're going to stick to it.
This is
starting when?
Not today. I've already had Cheetos.
So Friday to Friday? Friday to Friday? I know. See? How many days?
On the Mediterranean diet?
How many? I don't know. How many days of dieting?
I'm going to keep doing alcohol. I'll just eat clean and drink. Okay. So how many days?
5 days.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. When are we meeting again? I'll start tomorrow.
Oh. Okay.
Tomorrow morning, because we're going to podcast tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to weigh in.
Yeah.
And then when we meet up, are you out of town next Friday?
Yes. So should we do Wednesday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That gives me enough time.
Six days. Okay. How many? And 1 pound over or under, I get $100.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like you could drop weight so fast when you really try. Mm-hmm. 5 pounds.
Whoa. 5 pounds?
Too many?
I'm not fasting.
Okay. 3.
Ugh, I'll be pissed if it's only 3. See, okay, stick to 5. Do 5.
But that means I could be at 2 or 4.
No, that does. Oh, okay, fair. Okay, 3.
Okay.
2 or 4.
Okay.
I'm going to fast 1 or 2 of those days to blow you out of the water.
Blow my mind. You're going to be like 10 pounds down. It's like all water weight. You're like dehydrated.
I just had a ProLon shipment shipped to me.
Did you?
I'm on subscription with them.
Every what?
I have no idea. It's been a while.
Wait, what do you mean? They ship them to you? Just automatically?
Yeah. Like every other month, maybe.
And do you actually do it? I can't stick to it. After the first or second time I did it, I can't stick to it. I love the idea of it, and I'll keep ordering it forever.
Yeah, I know. They just sit in my closet and expire.
Are you going to stick to it?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, okay. What are you going to do? Put it in your closet?
Mm-hmm. All right. When I'm really feeling like punishing myself, I'll be like powders for 5 days.
That's my problem. I go so off the rails, and then I want to punish myself. Like I want to repent from my sins. Mm-hmm. But then the minute I repent and I feel like I've
what was this?
I then want to go off the rails again.
Binge, repent, repeat.
Is that your mantra?
That's awful.
Is that what your bumper sticker says? Oh, my God. All right. I love you. I can't. We're done. Don't worry about it. We're going to see how much weight Cotty loses next week. And
what was the final answer? 3 pounds?
Oh, yeah. Final answer, 3 pounds.
Ugh. Now I really have to do it. Check in with our fans. Okay. I'll see you next week.
If you make my food, I'll do it with you.
I can't be until Monday.
Oh, wait. Hold on. What happened to that lady who's making you all the food?
She's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And why don't you have her make this?
I'm going to.
Oh, is that the idea?
Well, yeah, but I've got to make 3 days worth. So if I'm only responsible for 3 days, then I can give her that and say, hey, this is what we're cooking.
Wait, that's actually a good idea. Cotty has this woman who's coming and cooking meals for the week?
Yep.
So actually, wait, oh my God, I'm dead that they're giving you exercises to do.
Fuck off.
A wall sit. But no, that's actually interesting to see if she could make all these.
Yeah, she totally can.
Keep me posted. All right, okay. Bye.
Bye.